People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So, what are you doing tonight? Besides coming to lay next to me with your uncircumcised dick.
Can we lay naked?
I'm always sleeping naked. I'll give you my room number. I'll give you a key.
Okay.
You coming?
Yeah. Okay.
It's hot in here.
You said it's hot?
I'm hot.
You should.
Yeah?
Hmm? Mimi. Duh.
What the hell did we drop?
It was some lights.
Okay.
You should just, if you're hot, you should just take these off. How big are these?
They're double D. They're sweaty right now.
Oh, wow.
So they gotta go. I'm making an appointment. Do you wanna pay for my boobs?
Sure.
Okay. I'll have them contact you from Miami. 305 Miami.
Sure, just tell them to call me.
Which number do I give?
Just tell them to call me.
Maybe let me just get your credit card information right now.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's out there.
Okay, let's go.
It's out there.
We both should know what's going on. Let's be transparent, girl, we grown. It's getting late, so call my phone, so we can do this one-on-one. Girl, we
all right.
Doing this to stress.
Welcome to the Rich and Unemployed Podcast. Okay. I'm your host, Jonathan Dupatan. Okay, Finesse. Before we get started, make sure you guys check out the Patreon for the exclusive content and the merch, www.richandunemployed.net. We're going to get started because she's real close and I could feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Toes all out.
You suck toes?
I did. Yeah.
Think I can feed you something with them?
Maybe. Your toes ain't that cute, though.
What? Are you smoking? I have expensive toes.
Expensive.
You know how many people give me money for my toes? You're crazy.
Oh, holy fans?
Feet and so. Yeah.
Okay.
Well. They like the arch. You have no idea. They do a lot of things. Then I don't know how cute toes is.
No,
I'm taking offense.
No, I'm sorry.
I have small feet.
They're nice and small, too.
Mm-hmm. Then they can do some other stuff.
Like what? Okay.
With two, it'll be even better. With 2 feet?
Okay.
How are you?
I'm great. So, what's your name?
Mimi. I'm Mimi. I live in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Toronto. I'm Ethiopian born.
You was born in Ethiopia?
Mm-hmm.
Raised in Toronto?
I raised myself, basically.
What you mean?
I left young.
You raised yourself?
Yeah, I lived on my own since I was 14.
You left your country when you was 14?
Mm-hmm.
By yourself? You can't, it's not even possible.
That's why I don't understand American kids.
Did you lie about your age?
Mm-hmm.
And said you was 18?
Am I going to say this thing? Yeah.
I mean, you're older now. It's too late.
No. But yeah, I mean, we have different calendar. I didn't know better. You know, Ethiopia is like 10 years behind. I barely spoke English. I didn't understand anything. But I came with people that know my family.
Okay. So you just didn't come by yourself. So when you got here, who you lived with?
I had roommates for like 7 months. I started working by myself, for myself after 7 months later.
You started working for yourself?
And I started working in a restaurant.
At Fortune?
As a waitress.
You lied about your age?
Uh-huh.
So you just been lying your whole life?
Right now, I'm not lying no more.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Let's be real.
No, seriously. I'm going 38.
Oh. Okay.
What?
Nothing.
How old are you?
34.
I can play with you.
I can play with you.
I can play with you a lot.
No.
What can you do?
What you mean?
Sexually.
Everything.
What's everything?
What can I do sexually?
Mm-hmm. For a grown woman like me.
What do you want?
Listen, I told you I'm experienced.
I am.
So you can't do it. You're like 34.
You're 3 years older than me.
Okay. But I started growing a long time ago by myself. That's with experience. Living on my own at like 15.
I started having sex at 12.
Oh, what, the maid?
No, girls in the neighborhood.
That's felony.
No, she was 12 too.
How did your thing work? Did you even know or you just dry humped her?
It was, my dick
was inside. You got it?
Yes.
She's not virgin anymore after that.
Mm-mm.
Holy shit, I thought that I was bad.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was raped.
When?
Before I left the country.
Is that why you left?
Mm-hmm. Part of it.
Oh, why you say it then?
Okay, but mine was taken, not by choice. But the first boyfriend, he was so happy he didn't have to see me bleeding.
He was so happy that you wasn't a virgin?
Yeah. He's like, he was 8 years older than me.
Oh.
And then he was like, I didn't tell him my real age. Because I don't like my age. He was, I think I was 14 and 15, and he was like already 27, 24, actually. He was way older than me.
He thought you was 18.
Yeah. And my cousin came from another country, told him my real age 2 years after I fucked around with him.
And what happened? He left you?
I could have gone to jail, bitch.
Yes.
I said, it would be my fault. I'll say, yes, sir.
That's not right.
Why? I'm mature.
Now, why would you get somebody your age?
They didn't have nothing. I was working at that age. I was like, literally taught him how to go to school to study English as a second language. He was working in Ethiopian restaurant at the dishwasher.
Oh, he was Ethiopian too?
Yeah. He was washing dishes and he drinks the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him, let's go to school.
Why are you single? You said when you meet people, nobody wants to have a relationship.
People, I was in almost 8 years relationship with somebody in L.A.
And when?
I got bored.
You got bored?
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't the one for you.
First of all, he was OCD.
This the guy that wouldn't allow you to take shits? Or?
He didn't say, no, he wants me to take shit. I just couldn't do it. He's the type of guy who invites you over. You're drinking, he's cleaning next to your plate, and you're eating, and he just, like, want to clean. People just leave.
Oh. So was he a boring guy?
Yeah.
Boring. But
I mean, he tried to do some stuff in the car.
Like,
on the couch. Yeah, but I want to get fucked in the movie theater.
Yeah, now, still.
Yeah. I'm an exhibitionist. You know what that is?
No.
I like people watching me when I'm fucking.
Yeah. Like, is that just on, what about on tape movies too? Like, recorded?
Yeah, my friends recorded before.
Okay.
They could just sit there finding themselves, wishing they were them. I'll be sitting, I'm like, ah, bitch, you can't have this one, it's mine.
Mm. Okay.
I like to have sex in front of people.
How often do you do that?
Most of the time.
Do you go to like swingers clubs?
I don't share. I like to tease. I only share food.
Have you had sex like in the daylight? In, like at the park?
I had sex when we were roller skating in a car.
Okay, yeah, I was roller skating when outside
by the beach.
The car.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then outside the car, we just had sex. The police came. It's like, what the fuck?
The police got you?
Yeah, he said, put your clothes on. Like, we begged, we cried, he let us go.
So you're a freak?
Freak.com.
Freak.com? You're a little bit too old to be a freak now.
No, I still have it.
You still have it?
Mm-hmm. I just don't give it to everybody. You got to be special.
Who do you give it to?
I think I want to find one. You have anybody for me? In Atlanta, it's the fucking no-no.
What kind do you need?
I want somebody who can make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not OCD. Mm-hmm. Clean, but not OCD. I don't know. I think for me to settle with somebody, we have to have two houses.
I think so, too.
I go visit.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to visit. We do our thing. He goes back to his place. I go to mine and take a shit.
Take a shit.
In my own place.
Why you don't like taking shits by your spouse?
I just want to be that the perfect girl. And that's not, I don't want him to know that I'm doing that stuff.
You don't even fart.
I probably did, but he don't tell me. My ex didn't tell me. I always want to smell like flower. I'm just girly. So for him to know, like in my mind, like I just did that, I'm oh my God, he's going to get rid of me now.
Mm-hmm. he got to have money?
A little bit. Better than me.
Just a little bit of money? Because last time he was on the show, he was talking shit like, motherfucker gotta have some money.
Okay, this is the thing. He has to have money to support himself and making sure I don't have to pay his other child support or that if we ever get settled together.
But what about taking care of you?
I can take care of me, but yeah, he's gotta pay rent and mortgage. Money is my money. His money is my money.
What are you gonna do with your money?
Shop. It's expensive to be us. Women, like, it costs us so much money to just look decent for you guys.
All y'all need is your hair and nails. What else?
How much do you think nails cost?
$200.
Okay, can you find somebody who have $200 right now?
A man?
To marry me for nails, makeup, hair. Hair costs at least $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's not bad. And your rent?
I'll pay my rent, but my money is my money. It's going to my expenses to just look good for him. So his money pays my rent and his rent. I cook, I can fuck, I can suck. What else does he want? That's the job, too.
That's a job.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with those stuff.
So he don't got to be rich?
He has to be decent. Or we making money together.
Gotcha. Okay. That's not hard to find at all.
Okay. We're going outside.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, you're the one?
Maybe.
Okay. I'll take application.
No, we ain't. How'd that work?
There's a form, I guess.
Can we do something else like...
Show me a bank account?
But the money shouldn't matter.
It does.
No.
Don't tell me you have like $200,000 in your account and you're telling me, oh, I only have like $30,000, and you put the rest away and then ended up paying your bills thinking that you're broke.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't pay nobody's bill.
I don't want you to pay my bill.
You're 34. I'm sure you're looking for sugar mama.
No. At 34?
I've seen you on live. You're talking to aunties.
That'd be jokes. I'm not looking for a sugar mama.
What do you like?
I like women, sensual, sexual women,
mm-hmm.
smart. I don't know. Lately, I've been dealing, I had like a couple older women.
How is it?
They're great. Older women are different.
What do? They clean, they cook, and they fuck, and they suck.
Yeah, they just want to do. They just want to do for me.
Work for you, basically.
Not work for me, but cook for me. You need something, baby? Come here.
I think you have a mommy issue.
Why you say that?
Because you need somebody to take care of you.
No, I need a woman. Ain't that what a woman for?
I mean, if a woman is providing herself, she don't have to clean and cook. All that, no.
You don't got to cook and clean, but you definitely got to take care of me, whatever that means.
What's your job?
To take care of you.
How? Sexually?
No, just the same way you explained. You need to look good. I need to pay for your nails and hair. Mm-hmm. And then sexually. And then helping around different shit. Your car needs fucking fixing or whatever.
No, I don't need a mechanic. I need a car note paid.
Whatever.
Good.
That's my job. Your job is to take care of me.
First of all, you cannot be my husband and still have to go to a mechanic shop. The car going, we're going to get a new one.
A new one? What? A whole nother car?
I told you, your money is my money.
You just said I don't have to have that much money. So,
but car, like, it might be like a little fucking Honda that'll cost you $200 a month. No.
Oh, you drive a Honda?
I drive a little small BMW.
But you don't mind driving a Honda?
I drove Nissan. I was a Nissan bitch for years.
Okay, so yeah.
My friends is like, why are you driving Nissan? I'm like, what's wrong with Nissan? But I used to leave it way before Hollywood. Nobody can see it. I park all the way too far. I jumped in my friend's BMW or Mercedes-Benz. I'm like, I'm balling right now. As soon as I get in my car, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my still driving Nissan. My first car was Nissan Altima. My ex bought me Nissan Altima. I keep breaking it, He keeps fixing it. I said, are you going to get rid of this car or no? He's like, no, there's nothing wrong with it. He could buy a new engine for $2,000. I'm like, this is not working out for me. I don't want nobody to fix it. I want somebody to replace it. Yeah.
Hmm.
So you understand your job?
Yeah.
You play a position, it'll be good.
You play your position.
Trust me, I got it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm thinking to move to Atlanta.
When?
You get your shit together.
I'm getting it together. It's almost there.
When are you going to be in a pussy diet?
What that mean?
You got to stop everybody.
So, right now I'm on a pussy diet.
Like, from like an hour ago?
No, like it's been 2 weeks.
In Atlanta? No.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
For me, it is.
The ugliest guy in Atlanta can get bitches.
I can get bitches. I'm just telling them no right now.
Oh, you waiting for me?
Maybe.
Hmm. We'll see.
We'll see. When are you going to move?
When am I moving to?
You said where?
Mm.
You the one that said you're moving.
You got to give me a house. You said, remember. Your money is my money, so.
No, I thought you were moving to Atlanta, like, without me.
For you.
Oh, for me. Oh, no, we can do long distance.
No. Long distance. Do you ever come to LA?
I've been there a couple times. I'm coming soon.
When? What are you going to do there?
I don't know, work.
This is your job. It pays bill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you need it?
Pays for everything.
How many people you have to interview over there?
Maybe a few, 4.
Okay, they gotta go through me.
Why?
I have to approve.
Oh. I can stay with you?
Yeah. You'll take a couch.
No, why we can't sleep next to each other?
I told you, we have to drop off by everybody, like nobody.
Who you got?
Nobody. I told you, I haven't had sex for 7 months.
Yeah, but that means you don't have a man or somebody that you're talking to.
I'll be dating me.
You said you're going on a date tonight.
It's just dinner.
It's a date.
Free dinner.
Oh, that's free dinner? Oh my God. That's a date.
Is that it?
Yes.
He's not staying with me.
So?
I'll give you my room key. Don't worry. After dinner, you feed me. I'll go wait for you.
And where am I sleep at? On the couch or on your bed with you?
If I get tipsy, you'll take the bed.
Only if you get tipsy?
I'm already there.
So that means you can get the bed.
When am I going to sleep?
Huh?
When am I going to sleep?
Where are you going to sleep? With me.
And then?
Sleep.
Just go to sleep. Nothing else.
That's it.
When are you going to leave your dick?
On your ass.
Okay.
Yeah, we could probably like kiss and stuff. Like, not actual like penetration.
First of all, what I do is, when I first met guy, they take me out for dinner and stuff. We get to know each other. I don't have sex with them the first time. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I'm not getting disappointed.
Disappointed about what?
Sex? The size and some other thing going on in there. So we fool around. I say, can we cuddle?
Oh, so you can feel it. Like,
yeah, I can feel it. If it's going to fit, if it's going to be something that I can put in my mouth.
What are you actually looking for? What size it got to be?
7 makes me squirt.
7?
What are you?
Somewhere like that.
5?
Mm-mm.
8?
So we up there. We. I'm good.
Okay.
You're going to like it.
I hope so. Because sure. You look like you're running out of juice.
What you mean?
The thing is not standing. I'm talking all day.
It's right here. It's on the side.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So how many of your DMs do you get a day?
I get a lot.
Because I was at Sephora getting my makeup done. Then one girl, she said you pin her all the time you go on live. She'll be on your DM.
She said that? In Sephora?
Yeah. I swear to God.
Why y'all was talking about me?
No, because when you call me and I say, oh, I'm shooting a podcast. And then they look at my phone. And then they said, who's that? I told them. She said, oh, my God, he's my favorite guy. And then I'm like, bitch, take a line. She said she'll be on your DM and you pin her every time she comments.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, we're going to fight then.
No, fight nobody.
Oh, Atlanta girls are crazy. They're aggressive. They're mean. I don't blame them. They're sharing one. Okay, they got like 5, 6 rich Nigerian guys. Everybody. I don't know what you're fighting for. Get your money. Just move on.
Oh, all of them sharing the same man.
Same man.
There's only 5 rich Nigerians here?
Like, probably, yeah. Mm. And the Nigerian guys don't know how to say sorry. Nothing. They since they're tricking off, I'm like, what do you want to be mad about? Don't worry. She's my sister. She counts. This one goes. And then now the girls want to be mean. I went to Nigerian club. Girls want to beat me up.
Why?
Because the guy who owns the club, and he had me in the VIP.
He had
about 3 of them already.
And then you
come. They kept asking me questions. So I'm like, I'm just here from LA chilling. And then they started fighting him first. They came to me asking me questions. Like, girl, I'm drunk. Leave me alone. And I told him, like, listen, the shenanigans doesn't exist. So there's only a few Nigerians. You're one of the best catch in Atlanta.
I really am. That's why I had to stop fucking.
You just stopped fucking last night.
2 weeks ago. But I really don't be fucking like that. Like, I meet a lot of women, but I don't fuck a lot of women.
You jack off?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I wanted to jack off today, but I said, nah, I'll probably.
You're going to wait for me?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, do you like to eat?
Yeah.
Me too.
What do you like to eat?
Seafood.
I like to eat fruits.
I like pineapple. It's good for your cum.
It is.
I used to feed my first boyfriend pineapple.
Feed me.
Do not worry. I don't mean to feed you.
However you, yeah. Oh.
Mm. Nice. You need more?
Yeah.
You like that? You want to eat more?
I do. Oh. Can I see those? Wow. Damn.
Now I learned how to clap my booty for the first time.
Yeah?
You want more?
Yeah.
You want to eat it all?
Here? Yeah, hell yeah. And here I am. Fuck yeah.
How you like it?
I love it.
You want some too, but you don't feed me. You're selfish. So I'm gonna eat dinner with this guy. I'm gonna go let this guy feed me some lobster since you don't have it. I'll come see you.
Okay.
She gave me the room key. You want me to get your takeout too? What do you want?
Listen,
we're going to Noble.
Oh, yeah, all right.
You want steak?
No, seafood or something.
Me too, I don't eat meat. Only eat this type of meat. No, seriously, I don't eat meat. I eat seafood.
You should definitely eat this meat tonight.
Definitely. So, in LA, I design clothes. This is one of my pieces.
Oh.
Yeah.
You made it.
I create a scratch it, cut the pattern, make the pattern. I have something selling for me.
What do you call it? What's the name of it?
MZE Couture. I'm just not sucking and fucking. I have some other things going on.
Oh, okay.
So why did it cut?
I don't know, because you fed me and that was just so sexy.
You want to eat where? So now I know you can, if this thing works.
You know it works?
You passed.
Oh, okay. Great. Now you won't be disappointed.
No.
But what if I don't last long?
Ooh, that's a problem. But I have a vibrator, don't worry.
So after I'm done, you keep going?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. How long should I?
You know how many times guys got mad at my vibrator?
How many what?
Guys get mad at my vibrator. Yeah.
Because they feel like they didn't do enough.
Yeah. I only come when I'm on top.
How long did it take you?
If I'm on top?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we're good. We'll get you to come a couple of times.
But I have to make you come. I'm not a selfish lover.
No. That's fine.
I serve you first.
Yeah. I want to serve you first.
You gotta eat a whole lot. Eat ass?
Yeah.
Cool.
Some women.
I ate ass before.
How was it?
I was in love, so I didn't know how to taste. Stupid in love.
That was it? Never again?
I'm too, like, controlling in bedroom.
You're controlling?
Mm-hmm.
Like how?
I'm in charge.
Oh.
You're in charge and you're paying bills, not in the bedroom, you're my bitch.
I like
Seriously.
That. I like that.
Like, I want you to come home, like, feel like you're mine. So, I'll do anything. I'll do this. I'll do this.
What's that? What is that?
Play with your booty hole.
Oh, okay. This.
The first time that happened to me, I was very young and... I told the guy to give me my nail money. Then I had to go get my nails done. My whole finger, everything went in.
Oh.
I said, look, I just got my nails done money now. He goes, why? What happened? I said, you just open everything like a bad bitch for me. I was just testing him out. He was like, it's like this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that happened. So I took $100 for my nails when I was 18. I never spoke to him again.
Never spoke to him again? Because you just fucked him like a bitch.
I was just trying because, okay, the first date he took me was a car wash date. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in a car, he's playing music, and then I travel all the way to West State. He used to live in Detroit. And he never touched me. I'm like, I'm offended. This guy's not trying nothing. So I went to his hotel. It was a carnival in Toronto. Mm-hmm. So, like, we have a sky dome. Like, you can see the whole stadium can see you out of everything open. Look, like I said, I like people seeing what I'm doing. So I'm like, hey, come on here. What are you doing? Next thing you know, this guy was bending for me like a bad bitch. I see what you like. I'm like, one finger, two. I'm like, I'm glad we didn't have sex. So.
Oh, you didn't give him pussy?
No.
You just fucked him and like fingered him in the ass and that was
yeah, yeah.
That's all he needed.
That's all he needed. And he's like, oh, Mimi, I don't know what you're doing to me. I'm like, I don't know, but it's wide open.
Wow.
So I did that. I said, listen, I just got my nails done like this. This guy, see, it went down, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. I just got my nails done. What's wrong with you? He goes, what do you mean? You never cut. He said, feels so good, Mimi. He did this when you went like this. Let me just go get my nails done. Give me $100. No, I'll be back. And never went back. Mm-hmm. I never saw that guy ever again.
Do you like fingers in your ass?
I like tongue in my ass.
Oh, okay.
A little bit, a tip. My booty's still virgin, by the way.
Oh, okay, that's great.
That's the only thing I have left.
That's the only thing I have left.
I'm saving that for marriage.
The booty hole.
Mm-hmm.
What if you don't get married?
Oh my God, I think I'm just going to be a dog mother.
Why don't you just have, could you deal with a man that's already married?
Me being a side chick?
No, just your second wife. I thought that's okay with like Ethiopians.
No, Muslims. No, I'm Christian. My mom was the only woman for my dad as far as she knows.
Oh, so your dad didn't have multiple wives?
I think my dad was a cheater. But I don't think my mom knew.
Oh.
Yeah. But he's gone.
Gone where?
Heaven.
Oh.
So my mom is not innocent either. She was a party animal like me. With seven kids.
Oh, with seven kids?
With my dad, yeah.
She in Ethiopia right now?
Yeah. She was just in Australia. She's back in Ethiopia now. They'll be traveling.
Do you want to Ethiopia?
No, Ethiopians don't want me.
Why?
Because I do OnlyFans.
How do you know? The whole Ethiopia knows?
Yeah.
They don't want me. Everybody knows?
No, I couldn't even go to my dad's funeral.
Really?
They don't want me there. I don't care. They're missing out.
They're missing out? How do your mom feel about you doing OnlyFans?
My mom, she's like, you said you're in LA. You need to go back to Canada. Just do whatever you need to do. I don't want to see your naked picture online. I said, how'd you find it? I Googled you. I said, Mom, you don't know how to Google.
Mm-hmm.
As she said, okay, people send them these things. I said, how do they know you're my mom? She goes like, Mimi, I'm not sitting here explaining everything to you. I trust you. I said, Mommy? She said, yes. Where do you live? She said, and that's Ethiopia. Who bought you the house? You. Who pays your bills? She said, you. I said, shut up then.
Mm-hmm.
So tell you, my cousins and whatever, to sell the pussy if they have to make sure their family is okay.
What are you doing on OnlyFans?
I do nude. You know what? The first time, I didn't understand the whole thing and I got exposed to... I mean, during COVID, of course, we're all horny. We don't go out, nothing. So I did a bunch of things.
A bunch of things.
I'm not supposed to. I did... Show my pussy. I squirted.
And so he's horny in the house, like, fuck, I'm
just... Yeah, like, let me just film this shit. Might as well make this money. Water coming out of this. And like, you see this clothing, I get it. Why is this $300? They come back to buy more.
Wow. Have you fucked on there?
I had fake sex.
With a man?
Yeah. It's just soft porn. What's like soft? Body to body and then
naked?
Yeah, I'm always naked.
So he was naked and you were naked?
We were both naked, but then no, the dick didn't go. But people think it went in.
Why didn't y'all fuck?
He wasn't my type.
You just wanted to do content?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But they think he did because I'm a very good actress, you know?
We should do one. We should act.
When do you want to do it?
You can do it right now.
Are you guys watching?
Hmm?
You want to do soft porn or real porn?
Soft, just soft.
What's your condom?
I got one.
Okay, that happened was, I think I was set up when I did that.
What that mean?
So the girl we're supposed to be doing threesome with on a scene. And she said, I have a sugar daddy. I don't want him to see me doing this online. And she was sucking and fucking. And I didn't know the guy was a porn star. I didn't do my research. I was drunk, kind of was going through it. I just lost my father. So I was drunk. Most of I said, hey, I'll fake it. And I found out the guy was the biggest porn star in Latin America. And so he, like, all my stuff is out. But I didn't have sex.
But everybody think you did.
Mm-hmm. We did it on the steps, stairway.
So like you were sitting down and
his dick was under me. It was just like. No, I was like celibate for 2 years when I was doing OnlyFans.
You celibate for 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Just horny, just making
sure. I mean, I play with my pussy every day. I'm loving me at this point.
I'm loving me? That's not really celibate if you're playing with yourself.
Why?
Because it's not the same.
There's no penetration. We just play with a clip.
Yeah, but you're still getting off. If I said I was celibate, I can't be jacking off.
That's touching. And I'm like.
But you're still coming.
Like, I'm not thinking about you or anybody else. That doesn't count.
Who are you thinking about?
Me.
You think about yourself while you're playing with your pussy.
I'm a beautiful pussy. What the fuck happened? Now why are you solo?
I thought about making OnlyFans.
Yeah, you should do. You have so many women fans. I'm sure there'll be a lineup if you start doing it right here.
I know, but I don't want men looking at me.
You think men are going to look at your dick?
Yeah.
So people stop you here in Atlanta when you go on the street?
Mm-hmm.
What do they say?
I fuck with your content. I love what you're doing.
I'm really proud of you, though, seriously.
Thank you.
But if you want to do OnlyFans, I got to prove. I'm going to look at the kitchen, the bedroom. I'm talking about the pussy. I'm going to open the lips and everything, like, clean. Listen, Lana, half of the girls fucking on the gay man. They didn't even know it.
How you know you're not fucking on the gay man? Well, you're not
fucking. I don't fuck nobody in Atlanta.
Well, they're everywhere.
I got my toys, like, on my suitcase. When security camera comes, it comes on the thing. When we pass the thing, they come, they show, like, I have five
dildos. Five dildos?
One like, TSA? I got names for them. Prince, Junior. I got names for them, motherfuckers. They're charged, you know. I know in the room.
Why aren't you having sex?
I really want to have sex, but I don't find people that like. But I think I'm damaged.
There's so many people. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people in your DMs. There's people that stop you every day.
I don't answer DM. I don't meet people on IG.
But you meet people in person.
When I go to restaurants and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure you meet men all the time.
But they don't even give me a date or something. It's like, oh my God, I like your body. You got nice tits. I'm like, okay, what's next? And that's it. And I'm like, we can't even have a date with this guy. So if he fades me, he's going to think we're going home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a boyfriend for a long, long time. I got tired of getting fucked on the couch and... Like one time it was Valentine. I'm like, babe, let's go to the movie theater. Shut down the whole movie for me. He goes, I remember it was Kevin Hart's new movie. You know, the MC movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
I said, babe, you got money? Let's shut it down. He goes, it's sold out today. Can you call my mom? I'm like, for what? we, you know, she can get some bootleg movies and stuff. We can just watch them while I cook and come home. Like, you know what? I'm done with this guy. So I started being attracted to other men. When he's sitting in the car driving, I'm like, he's like, Mimi, I'm here. I'm like, oh, I forgot.
He was black?
Yeah.
I wish you would.
I broke up with him when he asked me to marry him. I'm like, whoa, I can't even poop at your house. What makes me we could live together forever? Oh, that forever? Guy. Yeah. That was the only one I had.
The only man you've been with?
In L.A., yeah, for 8 years.
How you be with the person that you, for that long, if he's boring and...
I'll be going out and doing my thing, but I don't be fucking. Every now and then when we break up and I'll be flirting, go out on a couple of dates. And then I see, hi. And then they're about the same bullshit. I say, I'll go back to him. He pays my rent. I'll go back. Listen, he pays my grocery. He pays my rent. He don't ask for nothing with sake or fake.
Might as well. You're going to suck
anyway. Yeah, and I'm a good cook. And he didn't want me to cook no more. He's like, I can do that too. I said, perfect.
He don't want you to cook?
Yeah, I can cook. But he don't want me to cook anymore. His kids like my food. Oh my God, I really don't watch this.
How old are
they? They are like 20.
Maybe they know who I am.
Yeah, it was good. He was a good guy. He was my best friend. He wasn't my type at the beginning. I was into athletes and, you know, the lean one, no fat, and like, and all that. So the sexy, and then I see him like, hell no. And then he grew with me. Like, what do you want? I'm like, nothing. Why? Where do you live? I said, downtown. How much is your rent? I'm like, why? And I said, $2,500. Why? I got you. I'm like, okay. But before him, I was with the guy who was playing football for the Cowboys. He didn't care about what I do for a living. I said, oh, there are real people out here.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
People just ready to pay your rent.
Mm-hmm. You paid my rent for 4 years.
For 4 years. That's what kept you around.
No, I liked him. He grew in me. I forgot about his big belly. I forgot about his tits. He has men tits. You know, men boobs?
How do you stay attracted to a man if you're not, you know, if he's like a bigger guy?
I fell in love with his personality. He made me laugh. And of course, he cared about me. I didn't have to do nothing. I don't have to work. All I do is go to restaurants, eat all this good food, and just come home, like, just tell him, hey. But the only thing we don't do is he doesn't pay my bills right after sex.
What do you mean?
That means he's paying for it. It's his thing. It's like...
Oh, after sex, he pays?
No, no. He pays my bills before, like, for example, for the 30th. Today, you have to pay my bills. We have to have sex on the 29th. Or after. If we have sex... He paid my bills. He feels like he's paying for technically the same thing. It's just his mind.
And then my hand won't be a trick or feel like a trick.
I mean, he wasn't. I think he's a good guy that makes sure his woman is good. But I don't think they make those anymore. No. Guys take everything from us now.
Take everything?
LA, you were a little Louis person. Like, come here. They put a gun on you and they take everything.
Oh, is that? Is it like that?
It's bad in LA. I don't even be hosting parties anymore now. I don't do no urban club. I'm sorry. I love my black people, but I'm good.
They doing it like that.
It's okay. You know, if they take your stuff, it's okay. But they want to get rid of the evidence. So they'll come for you.
Okay, maybe I don't need to go to LA then.
No, don't bring none of the bling blings. Just come, just looking basic.
Yeah, my friend told me, like, yeah, man, just leave that stuff at home. I said, no, what the fuck you mean? Leave it at home.
No, you just need to have a security.
Shit, they might kill the security.
How do we know your security? The security is from LA. He could probably set your ass up.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to see. But I'll watch your jewelry. Just leave it in my house.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go, baby. Even the girls can set you up in L.A. They're weird. One time we were at the daytime party, okay? My homegirl's talking to this guy from Chicago. Next thing you know, it's in the daylight. I know it's Bobby something, the rapper, was hosting a club. It's a daytime party. There's two guys walking in with a gun. Everybody's like on the floor. The two guys from Chicago, they got stripped. The girl I'm with, she's like, I know who to call. I said, what do you mean you know who to call? I know who to call. I can get this guy, Julie. I just took his number. I'm like, I'm looking at her like, bitch, you setting niggas up right here.
Oh, my God.
It's bad in LA. So I don't be going through no.
Why you don't leave?
A lot of people move slow.
Go somewhere else. Houston. Toronto.
Really?
Miami.
Home. I'm trying to buy a house there.
In Houston? Toronto.
Toronto. That's my home.
I love Toronto.
Even if?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like?
I don't even around the carnival time, so that's all I know.
Toronto women love African Americans.
They do.
Why do you think I moved?
Because you love Americans?
I love me American dick.
American, what's the difference between American dick and Toronto dick?
Toronto men are lazy.
Lazy when it comes to fucking?
They're like a bitch. Like, you just don't feel like they don't have to do anything. Most of them. Like, I think I dated one Toronto guy. Or two of my exes were Ethiopian, and I don't do no Ethiopian no more. I'm not even, I feel like they're my cousins, honestly. But Ethiopian men, I don't do no more. I don't care. But, you know, and the African Americans or the Canadians, Ethiopian, they're either Jamaican, they're not circumcised, and I'm not into that stuff, so.
I'm not circumcised.
No way. Oh, we gotta find your friend and forget you.
We have what?
I can't do it with you.
What you mean?
We're going to the hospital after this.
No.
You still have your hat on?
Yeah.
One hat, another hat?
Yes.
Boy, bye.
You could pull it back.
Mm-mm. That's not good.
What?
You really don't?
I'm serious.
Why?
That's how I was born.
So you need to get rid of it. You're going to have to wear my dress for a couple of days, so you'll be fine.
It's sensitive.
I mean, you're still going to be sensitive.
Sex is way better when you...
No, it's like having two condoms with that.
Boo.
Your skin and another condom.
You can't feel the difference?
Oh, I do. The first time that happened to me, I was in college. I tried to cheat with my first boyfriend. And this guy, I was in a hot tub, and he gets up, and I see a little snake-looking thing hanging, and I see the skin. I said, what's that? He goes, what you mean? I said, well, let's go get condoms then. He goes... Yeah, I got condoms. I'm like, you gonna put condom on top of a condom?
That's crazy.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
That's not going in my mouth. That means took my favorite thing. And,
that's crazy.
My sister had one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was stupid in love with that for sure. That thing would probably, you might be right, it might work, but not for me.
That shit's dead, man.
You really not circumcised?
Mm-mm.
I'm sad.
It's okay.
My dick just went down. Really, that's the concern? It's not even hard no more. Like, yeah, she don't want me.
It's over.
But I'll find you my friends. My friends like sometimes. Carla, what? Why would you do that?
That was me, my mom, my parents.
It was your mom. Give me her number.
My mom passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know. It just didn't.
Do you think it's too late if you find some girl that you really like?
I did research on it. Like, right now, it's very, very sensitive. I'll take some sensitivity away from it.
Boy, you can get sensitive anytime you see a naked girl.
Yeah, but like the feeling, like when my head touched pussy.
So you're talking about your hands, you're talking about my pussy, I'm talking about my pussy liking it. So which one do you want to choose, your hands or my pussy?
Your pussy gonna love it.
That thing is dirty.
Dirty? No, it's not. No, it's not, man.
It's like inside the germs going in there.
It's closed. How can germs go in something if it's closed?
Let me see.
Right now?
Yeah. For real, you gonna show me?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Uncut. This is uncut. Really, for real now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I feel sorry now. I think you're just gonna be my friend.
Let's just try it out. Let's just see how one time go.
This is not auditioning for Mimi Pussy.
Whatever.
This is a grown woman pussy.
Yes, it's grown.
So man. You need to give me a grown dick.
This is grown dick.
That's baby's dick.
Baby dick. This is grown dick, woman.
Damn. I'm so disappointed. I'm not horny anymore.
I never had anybody tell me though.
Really? They put it in their mouth?
Yeah.
You said it's closed. They have another, like, strip can.
I just pulled it back.
He was from Guyana, too, the guy. I just, like, I left. I put on my clothes. I said, bye-bye. I'm going back to my guy. I'm mad at him. I'm trying to cheat, too. I guess I wasn't meant to be.
Wasn't meant to be.
And I really like this guy.
And you stopped fucking with him because of that?
Yeah. Like, that shit not cute at all.
Damn.
It's like... like, long thing hanging, extra skin. You don't see that big tip. And it was just confusing, honestly. I'm like, what's that? I'm like, what you mean? You're still hard on, you still have the skin in there. Thanks. And then it's the longest thing I've never seen. It's all the way here. Boo-boo, I'm not looking for oil check. You know when you get a cut oil check? Yeah, it's long with the skin hanging. Like, you know how you see elephant thing?
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
Is that what it looked like? Oh my God. I guess I'm just going to go on my date and just think about you and circumcised dick for a minute.
Let me show you a picture.
Yeah. For real. You take a picture of your dick?
Yeah, I think they're excellent.
You don't delete your dick picture. Go to her text. Ah, that's pretty. Where's the skin?
It's back.
You pull it off?
Yes.
And then a condom goes on top of that.
Yes.
Why is the tip is so thick?
My head? Oh, now you want to lick it.
That's pretty.
No, that was pretty.
Surprisingly.
See, not so ugly. See, regular dick, right?
It's not regular. It's big, too.
It's better.
Sensitivity. You don't need sensitivity when you're with the bad bitch.
Yes, I do.
Look, you got sensitive with me just sitting next to you, touching you, so.
Yeah, but, like, the actual one is inside of you. I really feel all of you.
You have two condoms. You can't feel shit.
It's not, you just seen it. It's not two condoms.
But that's when you were jacking off.
No, it's just how it is. It's just how it is.
Okay. What else do you want to know about me? No circumcision dick for me. I'm so disappointed.
I get a cut.
You get, yeah?
We end up being together, yeah.
We have to get married? You live here, I live across the street, so I can do number two. Mm-hmm. You know I don't do number two around men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can live across the street.
Okay, and then you don't cheat on me?
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's hard not to cheat in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of beautiful women here.
I think you should just accept men for who they are. Don't look at it as cheating. As long as he's honest with you and respects you, don't think it's cheating. Cheating is when he lies.
But if you tell me the truth, it's not cheating.
Right.
So I'm going to be doing the same things that are going to be cheating?
It's being disloyal. You can't do that.
Your dick is not loyal?
Yeah, but my dick is different from your pussy. You don't have a dick.
How you know? I have a dick. I have clitoris. That's supposed to be like a dick.
But a dick is going inside of you.
Okay, I'll just give a head then.
Give it a head? No.
I give a head to another guy. It's not going to be...
No.
I get off from giving head.
That means you're not going to give me head, right?
Oh, that? I think Wakanda, maybe we can try. I just can't stand the skin.
It's not going to see, like, the skin.
I thought about dating white men. This guy was eating my pussy so good. Oh, my God. And 3 months he ate my pussy. I didn't give nothing. So one day we played soccer. I like soccer. You know, I played soccer when I was younger. So we played soccer. And then one day he's like, Mimi, I'm just going to go home and take a shower. Can I come upstairs? I'm like, no, you're going to eat my pussy in the car. What are you coming for upstairs for?
You only ate your pussy in cars?
That's all. I like people. I like doing the things in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, Mimi, I said to him, and he took off his pants and the thing has skin in it. He said, I said to him, baby, I can't. I'm sorry. He said, what? This look like a snake. Snake's not going in this pussy. He stopped eating my pussy. I was begging. I would love to pay him to eat my pussy. That man was mean. He's Italian. Italians know how to munch.
Munch?
So I almost thought about dating white men. I'm like, when I noticed, like, a lot of them, they don't circumcise. I'm like, oh, let me go to the brothers. No Ethiopian, no white man. So I'm not giving up on you guys. We'll wait until you cut the shit off.
I'm not cutting it.
I can circumcise it for you.
Uh-uh.
I seen it in a movie.
What movie was that?
Circumcision.
Circumcision?
You know, I'm an Ethiopian. I'm Orthodox Christian. The men, the boys have to get circumcised. And Muslims too.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, the Somalians, some Muslim Ethiopians also, they circumcise women.
Circumcise women?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So they cut off the clitoris. Really, seriously, they used to cut off the clitoris so the girls don't be sexually active, like horny, flirtatious.
They cut off the clit.
Back in the days, they used to do that in Africa.
And it don't come back.
Yeah. Somalians, they used to shut it down, stitch it. Until you get married.
Oh, and then unstitch it. Okay.
Unstitch that shit. But they'll be doing anal.
Oh, okay. Or they stitch the pussy hole.
Yeah, they stitch the whole thing. And they'll be doing...
That's not clean. You gotta clean the pussy.
I don't know how, but my friend, one of my friends, she was stitched, but she was the freakiest ever. She would teach me things I don't know.
Fucking just straight
she
fucking
said,
ass.
After you have sex with him, just give him some milk. I'm like, why? He needs to look like his energy. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be virgin? Seriously. Mm-hmm. She was doing anal.
Fucking in the ass.
That's virgin. So this damn ass is mm-hmm. praying 5 times a day, thinking that he finds himself a Virgin Mary. The back kitchen is finished. Torn up. And then she gave him the pussy was stitched for a long time. Because the guys mostly are virgin. Waiting for the right women.
That's what they do in Ethiopia?
No. Somalians and Ethiopians and Muslims.
They stay virgin so they find a wife?
Long time ago, now they give it away, no problem for the lucky guy.
Mm.
I don't be with Ethiopian men, so.
Why not?
I'm not attracted to them.
No?
Mm-mm. I like you guys.
I like you too.
Me too.
I've been looking for Ethiopian for so long.
You never had Ethiopian pussy?
No.
Alana is like a lot of beautiful Ethiopian women.
I know. No, I have Ethiopian pussy. I'm sorry. Yes, I have this. Yes.
How is it?
It's good.
One of my friends said Ethiopian women like to kiss too much.
They like to kiss?
That's what he said. I said to him, and so you're complaining? He said, it's just too much kissing. I said, you know you're not a nice thing to look at. You should be happy she kissed you.
They like to kiss a lot.
If I like you, then I'll kiss you everywhere.
Why you kiss me then?
That's to start with. But he's not getting it from me until he goes to the hospital. I'll pay for circumcision. How much is it? $100?
Maybe a couple thousand.
Really? Isn't that the thing? They just put a string and they just cut the whole thing off?
Maybe.
Including the dick?
Including the dick? No.
This is tiring, huh? You don't like your dick today.
I shouldn't have said nothing.
Why are you saying it not? It just ruined the whole thing. I'm not even going to drink anymore. I'm just going to go to my cheap date. So what are you doing when I'm here? We go look at some hospitals and clinics.
Yeah, see where I can do it as soon as possible.
And then you come to L.A.? Stay with me.
No, I'll just come tonight and tell you the date that it's going to happen.
So what are you going to leave your uncircumcised dick?
He's going to be with me.
Okay.
We're just going to pull it out.
Forget it's not even there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like socks. You pull out your socks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to practice. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So what do you like? What kind of women you like?
I like
What are you into, booty?
I like nice titties. Bodies. I like titties and ass. It's hard for me to pick because I can't go with a woman that has no ass and titties, or I can't have a woman with no titties and an ass. But if I had to choose, I need ass and no titties.
With that flat, just nipples.
Yeah, because no.
Don't you feel like you're having sex with 12 years old, like with just only nipples?
Yeah, but big titties and no ass, I can't even hit it from the back.
You know what I heard? White people, they take the titties from their boobs and put it as an implant in the booty.
Who the fuck do you know, man?
No, I heard that today.
I've never seen no shit like that.
No, seriously, my friend was telling me. They said they take out the boobs and the implant, the boob implant. Mm-hmm. They put their boob implants in their booty. Because, you know, they're not born with that stuff. The only booty you can see with white girls is in Toronto because everybody's in the gym. Women take care of themselves. Women in Toronto are the baddie. Mm-hmm. Like, even Chinese girls got booty.
People like that in Miami, too.
Everybody work out. Even though the weather is horrible in Toronto, we stay in the gym. I used to work out a lot until I fuck up my knee.
Stand up. Let's see what...
Oh, you want me to stand up?
Yeah, that's cool. 360. Turn. And it's real.
Yeah.
You got a BBL. You got something done.
No, I'm getting BBL.
Why?
Because I'm taking my boobs out. And then I might as well get that shit done.
So you're going to bring the breast down?
I'm going to have a smaller breast, bigger booty.
You're going to take the titty and put it in the ass?
No. They're just going to put me to sleep. They might as well take care of it.
Why don't you like your
titties? I feel like because of my natural booty, it's not perfected. It's like, it's nice, but the bottom chick is like, bleh.
People like that.
Like, I really want my booty like to be like stucco.
Oh, it's like a big, like a cup.
Yeah, I don't want it big. I just want it be like. It just needs to be a little touch.
What's wrong with your titties, though? What's wrong with the big titties?
They're too big. I can't work out with those.
They're great.
What do you mean? Do you want me to titty fuck you today since you're not circumcised?
Yeah.
We can do that.
All right.
Let's go.
All right.
Right here?
Well, you just want to do that. You're trying to find the people. Come on here. Take him down. Take him down.
No, they're in front of the camera. They're watching.
That's what you like.
I want my friends to see, not the strangers.
Oh, you want friends to watch?
Yeah. Oh. All my friends see. Like, there was a guy who refused to eat pussy in LA when I first got there. And then I don't want to sleep with him no more. He said, promise, Mimi. I'm going to eat your pussy today. Please stop. And I said, everybody coming in.
Everybody can watch it. Like,
four guys, one of my best friends, they're sitting there like, sit there. I said, nobody touch me. I let him eat everything. And I ride that dick so good.
And everybody was pissed off at me. In front of everybody?
Yeah. I was so happy. And I stopped talking to him after that.
Damn.
Because 6 months I messed around with him, he didn't want any pussy. And I'm like, I'm done being server. I like to be served. He did good. Everybody was shocked that he'd never done it before. But he was a rookie. I had to teach him what to do and stuff. And like I said, that. But we did it in front of his friends.
That's cool. I never did that before.
You need those. Beautiful.
I've done it when I was quite younger, but it wasn't.
You know, there was a guy I used to talk to from Detroit, and I didn't know he was filming everybody. He turned me into that shit. So I invite my friends, we party all the time, and then we go to his thing, he'd be filming everything.
All the fucking?
Yeah, my friends, like, they'll be in a dryer, they'll be sitting filming, fanning him. He has beautiful six packs and shit. Oh my God, maybe when we have Eddie, his name was Eddie. And we have Eddie, like, no, bitch, just mine. They'll be fanning me, trying to touch him, like, no, don't touch me, just watch.
Oh, they fanned you while you fucking?
Yeah. Damn. And then I found out after I stopped talking to him.
They fucked him.
And then this girl said, oh, I saw your movie thing. I said, where? She said, we've been filming. I said, that's motherfucker filming everybody, huh? Mm-hmm. I said that I was special. He has at least good enough videos with him. Like my bald head, I shaved my head off when I was with him for a long time. And he's filming me, and I found out you're swimming everybody.
Damn.
But I like doing that now.
Thought you were special.
I didn't think so. Like, I was so disappointed. I'm like, you'd be collecting this shit, huh?
What'd you think we supposed to do with the videos?
Nowadays, he probably selling them on OnlyFans. Mm. Okay, broke now in Atlanta. He lives here now.
Oh.
Hopefully he doesn't see. I sold my backup page. He used to follow me over there.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Mm. So, what are you doing tonight? Besides coming to lay next to me with your uncircumcised dick.
Can we lay naked?
I'm always sleeping naked. I'll give you my room number. I'll give you a key.
Okay.
You coming?
Yeah. Okay.
So, next time I come back, I'll talk about my experience. What's his name?
Call him Johnny.
I think I should call him Carlos.
Carlos? Carlos? Carlos.
Johnny sounds Italian.
call him Carlos.
Carlos, okay. And then after we circumcise him, he's going to be...
Carl.
No, he's going to be Junior. I'm going to get rid of my Junior toy.
Oh, okay.
You know, the housekeeping found my toy and my pillow today. I was so embarrassed.
They called you?
No, she said, Miss! I'm like...
At the hotel?
Yeah. She was cleaning my
bed. She held it?
She's like, Miss! You need this? I'm like, God, I gotta go. Seriously, that happened today. It's hot in here.
You said it's hot?
I'm hot.
You should...
Yeah?
Mimi, dah.
What the hell did we drop?
It was some lights.
Okay.
You should just, if you're hot, you should just take these off. How big are these?
They're double D. They're sweaty right now.
Oh, wow.
So they gotta go. I'm making an appointment. Do you want to pay for my boobs?
Sure.
Okay. I'll have them contact you from Miami. 305 Miami.
Sure, just tell them to call me.
Which number do I give?
Just tell them to call me.
Maybe let me just get your credit card information right now.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's out there.
Okay, let's go.
It's out there.
I'm done. We done?
Almost.
It's out there.
What's out there?
The credit card.
You hilarious.
Michael doesn't think I'm so. He thinks I'm camera shy.
Who?
Michael Buxton. So the first skits I did with them, I didn't know how to cut. Mimi, I need big booty, come over. I'm like, give me 20 minutes. I go there looking basic. He's like, here, give me shorts. He gave me shirts. I'm like, do some twerking. Is he going to be playing stripper? I'm like, sure. I tied up my thing and swing, and I was shooting with Myron from Atlanta. And I was playing a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
That shit went viral, over 30 million on Facebook.
I didn't see that.
I'll show you.
With Michael Blackson?
Yeah. So I said to him, so when it comes to if he want to do skits and shooting stuff, he's my friend. So he want to do skits and stuff, he'll be like, he don't know what to do with me because I'm camera shy.
Are you still camera shy?
No. After I shot that show, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. You know I'm on the show called Side Chicks of LA.
Oh, yeah. You did say that last time. It came out, right?
No, not yet.
Goddamn.
I know. We're with FUBU Network.
FUBU Network?
For us biased.
FUBU? You got a network?
Mm-hmm. So they're trying to figure it out. But I'm on that show. They like me because I was no problem. I'm not a girl who want to be petty over jealousy and all that stuff. I'll be making fun of people.
So, you okay with being a side chick?
I'll be a good side chick if I'm the main side chick.
What do you mean?
The main side chick is the one who knows everything. What you do every day, the schedule, what time you're going to be with your wife, what time I should be calling you. I know your schedule, you'll let you check in. Yeah, I'm going home. Don't call at this time. What do you need? $5,000 For what? To keep my mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut.
Okay. If that's me, I'll do it. But I'm a jealous bitch, so I don't know how's that gonna work.
I don't know how that's gonna work either.
I'd be mad. I'm like, why are you married to somebody that you're not happy with? I'm your threesome, your foursome, your dream girl. Why would you want a side chick?
I don't know. Seems like you all in one. Why would I need anybody else?
Exactly. So if you want threesome, I'll pick the girl for you. I don't do girls.
None?
Girls can do only my nails. That was the only time girls can touch me. She can do my nails. I don't be, like, I try that shit. It's not for me.
So if you do a threesome, if you do a threesome, you're just not going to touch the girl. Just
if I do a threesome, I'll grab her weave. It'll be like, I'll come in 2 seconds. Women are the able to see. Better than you guys.
How do you know if you don't like women?
I did it once.
Oh, just one time?
It was an accident, too.
It was an accident.
Okay, there was a girl who was fucking this guy in my suite. And then he happened to be in a Chinese guy. And he has a big dick. We were shocked. We were one of my friends. This happened here. And then the girl's like, big girl. Every time guys try to talk to me, he's like, you're mine, you're mine. I'm thinking she's just my girlfriend. I don't know if this girl want to bang me. So we went out. And she came to my room and they started having sex. So I say, I closed the door. It was a suite. I closed the door and went to sleep. I always sleep with T-shirt on, no underwear. Mimi, I'm so far bed, it's not comfortable. Can I come inside? I said, sure. 20 minutes later, she's like, I'm like, no, Brittany.
She was playing with herself?
No, the guy is in the bed. I try to go, like, she's like 6 feet tall, and then she pinned me down and she ate me out. And at 3 minutes, I came. Me and her were never talking business. My ex is like, you cheated. I'm like, no, experience it.
You experienced? Experimented.
Because you want to have threesome with me on my birthday. He was like, this your friend. I can't say names because they know. And then this friend, because she gets around. No, I don't want that one. I'm like, don't be checking out my friend. We're going to go pick up a stranger from a club or restaurant. Then we're going to be switching condoms. Then she can't cuddle. We're going to pay her off for her service. We're just going to find a stranger. I said, you can't. She can't cuddle. She can't have your number. We're going to do it this way. He's like, this is too much work. I said, okay, what do you want? He goes, I have a homegirl who's bisexual. I said, you smash? He goes, yeah. No. So things were not doing good over there. So my birthday came. He's like, Mimi, you know, your first threesome, you never been with a woman before. Is it for you or for me? You look like you're so pressed to have me with another girl. But I just did it. When? When I was in Atlanta 2 months ago. Oh. So that's cheating, Mimi, until we broke up. He kept talking like, you're a cheater, didn't he?
Well, it's not really a threesome because you ain't do shit. You just got your pussy.
It's 2.5 I didn't do nothing. As soon as the guy hand started touching my shoulder, I'm like, gotta go. Thank you for the service. But it was good. Me and her never. I hosted a strip club here once and she came. She came with the, like a man-looking girl to my party. I said to her,
man-looking girl.
Like,
trans?
No, a gay girl, like, who dyke. Dress like a dyke. Okay, okay. She's a butch, like.
Oh.
I'm like, do you have a security now? She goes, no, this is my girlfriend. I've been there for 1 year. I said, are you serious? From her, me? We never spoke ever since. I'm like, Daryl, you don't have no taste. I want my pussy back.
I want my pussy back.
Mm-hmm. I like your watch.
Thank you.
Pretty.
Maybe I should get you one day.
I want AP. Oh. I got mine. I bought it myself for the first time.
Oh. Mm-hmm. With your OnlyFans money?
No. I make money. I'm a hustler.
I could tell.
I can make clothes. I don't have things I can't say, but I haven't had sex for a long time. I don't know if I'm gonna give it away in Atlanta. It's just weird.
You should just let me eat it for you.
That'd be good, because we put this one here and you can't buy yourself without your dick.
Yeah.
Maybe let's just do it here.
When? Before dinner?
Yeah, this hungry pussy gonna come all over you. I was drinking water all day.
Squirt on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know the difference between the squirting and peeing?
No.
Okay, I learned this when I was doing OnlyFans in Miami. So there was a photographer filming all of us with like 7, 8 girls. We all, I'm sure that she's gonna know. And then one girl kept drinking this smart big water. She was drinking so much water. All of a sudden, this guy is wearing, I think, glasses. He's filming like this. All over his head. I said, boy, you have the worst job in the world. He was managing her. I'm like, we all are sitting there playing with our stuff and getting filmed. This guy's filming. Shh. Like, I'm talking about peeing everywhere. I said, this is disgusting. That's not squirting. That's pee-pee.
That's pee.
Yeah. But when I was squirting, my ex used to lick it off. He used to love it. We got rid of like 4 lazy boys. Couch.
Did you keep fucking squirting?
Yeah. And it was not even the biggest. He pays my bill. It makes me happy. So I'll be squirting. That's my job. Let me get it. Let's get it. From squirting, when I started loving him, because he was a man who was taking care of me, he makes sure I'm good. I'm okay. My pussy happy. Everywhere. And then when he stopped doing all that stuff, started going to gym, lost his boobs, making like a little 6-pack, eating boiled chicken and broccoli. His body became on point. He's like, Mimi, you cook, you clean, you suck, and fuck. What else can you offer?
He even leveled up on your ass and said, yeah, you ain't doing enough.
I said, okay, you're getting a little attention at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. And I started wondering, and I found a few text messages from other girls, and I looked at the pictures, and I'm looking at me. I'm like, I've never been intimidated by a woman who looks way less than me.
Oh.
The girls, you can't even look at them twice. I'm like, I'm not your type. So I was like, I'm not saying I'm the most beautiful woman in the world, but I was just like, they're like, I didn't expect that. I was just like, this is what you like? I'm not your type. I started thinking about his kid's mother and all that stuff. I'm like, I'm intimidated now. I can't cope with this. So he said, because they like to work, I was just a trophy wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he was cheating on me.
It's okay. Fuck him.
Yeah. But I stopped escorting on him when he stopped paying my bills. It happened, right?
The well dried up.
Mm-hmm. It actually started hurting.
Oh, shit.
It started being painful. I'm like, what? From being Niagara Falls like that, now we came to this thing, we probably need KY and all that stuff.
Because you're stressed out.
I'm like, I'm thinking about my gas bills. I'm paying to drive all the way to where he was living. From washing my car, doing my grocery, and it came to like, I'm just giving my shit away for free. So I was loyal. I'm like, it's going to work out. Maybe he's going to, let me take a little bartending class so you can pay my bills. did you graduate? I'm like, I don't want to bartend at this age. What do you want to do? I want to be a designer. He like, Mimi, you're a shopaholic. That's why you want to make clothes. I said, I want what I want, not what I need. So if you don't give me what I want, we're done. So I just broke it off. That was the happiest day ever for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he wasn't paying shit, so I mean.
He paid enough, but he didn't think he was going to have me forever for free. I did 4 years for free, 4 years for money.
4 years? Man, you funny as a motherfucker.
But it's all good. He's still the love of my life.
Oh, yeah?
He taught me how to love, yeah. I was with the bullshit, playing private jet and fucking athletes and celebrity, half of them gay, you don't even know. I'm thinking I'm loved and so-and-so flying me out, I'm going to this and this. And next thing you know, they are married to their high school sweetheart and you don't need them, they forget to tell you.
Oh.
Those type of people. So when you're with somebody who actually genuinely like you, who makes sure to say, how much is your bill? I pay. Okay. 3 months later, I stopped fucking him. Took me 3 months. He grew me. The other ones, second date. Hmm. You know, last 2 months, I get emotional. I'll be wanted a girl.
So you ain't been in love since?
I told you I'm damaged.
Let me help you.
Undamage me. Yeah. Fix my brain and my pussy.
Your heart.
Okay, let's try. Maybe I'm gonna stay a little longer. But I'm moving in here.
No, I don't live here.
I mean, in the other house. But you live here because I can't use a bathroom.
Oh.
I can't use the bathroom around men. I mean, I could pee pee.
Mm-hmm.
Not number two.
You shit every day?
Yeah, but when I travel, I stay with my house by myself in a hotel. Yeah, I do it. So but for example, if I travel with a bunch of people I'm not around with, I don't use a bathroom. Seriously, I swear to God.
Hmm.
I can't. I'm thinking like, oh my God, they're going to smell it. They're going to hear me. Because I don't eat meat. I eat only seafood and vegetables.
So it come out like
Yeah, then I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm about to ruin the whole house. So that's why I didn't poop at his house for 8 years. When he asked me to marry him, I'm like, boy, I'm not going to die over holding my poops.
Hmm.
So I had to end it. That and not paying bills. He thought that by not paying my bills, I'm going to beg him. And then he said, if you marry me, you have anything you want, Mimi. I'll wear barefoot. I'll walk on the street with no shoes. I just want to make sure. I just want you to be my queen. I said, I'm not there no more.
Only because you couldn't shit and he stopped paying bills? But he was going to pay your bills if you married him.
I mean, he's supposed to. He's a provider. Men are made to be providers.
And what are women?
Fucking, sucking, cooking.
What else?
Raising kids, cleaning, breakfast in bed. I'll be the yes bitch if you take care of me.
The yes bitch? Do whatever.
You want to do threes and five? No problem.
Hmm.
I'll pick a girl for you.
Hmm. You're perfect.
Yeah, but I don't know why I'm alone.
I don't know why either. Something.
It's not adding up, huh? Mm-mm. Now I'm sad. Listen, if you find a guy that could take care of my bills, maybe me and you can work it out.
Damn, mad at her.
He pays my bills. And you put it together?
Yeah.
He ain't gotta be cute.
What do I get? I just get the pussy. Mm-hmm. You? He don't get nothing.
I spend the money on you. If he's ugly or fat and he has money and he's just not attractive, it's not all the way there, I'll just spend my good money I get from the ugly guy. spend it on you. And I would just get you circumcised and buy you some jewelry, more jewelry. He got so much anyways.
Hey, help me get circumcised. Thank you.
That's you all. Don't even have to get circumcised. Find them. Don't worry. I'll pretend you're not.
Good.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Like, I don't even think about that. Like, you get hard on, you said you can't tell.
Mm-mm.
Jesus. Okay, don't put it in my mouth.
Yes. I gotta go in your mouth. I gotta. I gotta feel it.
Do you ever have any girls complain about your stuff?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Why would they? It's nice. I know how to fuck.
You think that's nice?
Hmm?
You know how to fuck?
Mm-hmm.
How you know?
I've been doing it a long time. I know how to change strokes, speeds, touching.
Can we ask kissing. Some of the girls?
Yeah.
Call them.
Let's see. Who can I call?
Who are we calling?
I don't know.
The last one that who's happy is like she's outside at your house all the time. Probably sharing location from your phone. You don't even know it. don't call names, but text her at least.
Fuck it.
I can't say.
But names. She's gonna lie because like, why would she say anything bad about my sex?
Let me ask her.
Okay.
I don't say names, right?
No.
Hello.
What you doing?
Shit, I was taking a nap.
Look, I'm doing this podcast. This lady want to ask you a question.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
He said he's not circumcised. I've never been with men with not circumcised. You like it better than the other one?
If you want to be honest, I'm not sure what the difference is because I use protection.
Holy shit. I said there's two condoms.
I really feel the difference.
So to be honest. She can't tell. Okay. Do not use protection
but
next time.
I've heard that it is.
It's better?
Better? I've heard that, but I can't really.
You use protection in your mouth?
Excuse me?
Do you use protection sucking it?
You're like, I don't know, I can't hear you.
Do you use protection sucking his dick?
Oh, no.
You don't suck him?
You said I use protection and give him head? No, I didn't use protection in the head. I'm talking about to have sex. You're asking me what's the difference feel, right?
Yeah.
And are you asking, so in what way are you asking? Does it feel
so
like
you
my
prefer-
vagina or in my
both.
No, okay, so when I have sex, I use condoms, okay? So, I don't know about the vagina part, but the mouth, it's no difference to me, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Because you kind of got to, like, still pull the shit back. Like, you can't just...
I thought that you can't tell.
No, I'm talking... I can't tell when it's inside of a condom. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. But no, when you suck it, also he's already hard on, and you're not supposed to tell. You can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't even tell, honestly.
And me personally, I want him to go cut that shit off.
I mean, honestly, that is definitely a preference. But I mean, him, I don't care.
She likes you for your money, I guess. Okay, you're beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are, thank you.
She's so nice.
Bye.
Bye. She's nice. She's not even pissed off at me.
It's my friend.
That's not friendship after we fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. My ex was telling me, like, you're going to be my best friend forever, whether you're with me or not. No, 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 no. You're not wasting my time and make me your best friend. No. I'm not friend zoning nobody I fucked. We're getting it together. We're outside. Like, I'm, you're not, they're no more gone.
You never tried that? Never had a person?
I don't have sex with my friends, no. I have a lot of male friends. I don't go house visit.
No.
Because I know what's going to happen. So, I don't go to their house. You're my friend, but I'm here because I thought that you had potential to, like, find out. But Victoria approved, so I might take her advice.
Told you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you want to do this?
Soon as possible.
Okay. So you want to buy my flight? Because I only came here with one way.
That's cool. As long as the pussy good.
Did I tell you I'm in a relationship for a long time? If the pussies walk, they'll just... I never had one night stand, by the way.
Oh, it ain't happy one night.
Okay.
Oh, we ain't got it. Pussy ain't got to be good. The head's got to be good. No, I'm got to have sex.
Like, the first thing I learned for sex was head.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, I'm a pro.
As long as that part is good. Because we ain't got to have sex. You say you celibate. I respect that. We ain't even got to.
What do you mean? I'm just going to make you come home, come and go home?
Yeah, I can make you come, eat you out.
Huh. Okay, okay. But I have to suck you. So, what do you want to come on my face? Where?
Probably on your nipple. Just this whole area right here.
Right here.
All this. This and this. Some of your mouth, some of your nipples, some of your...
Oh my God, I can't.
You can't what?
I'm getting hot already.
Hot?
I'm what? Like, holding you.
Do you want me to cut the cameras in these places?
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Right now? Right now?
You ready?
Yeah.
But you need to start with the feet.
Suck your toes? Okay.
You say my feet is not cute.
No, I'm still sucking. I think at first you got to walk it in like...
No. I don't have corn. I go to the nail shop every week. My nail technicians are tired of me.
I think you should start taking this off and then I could like work my way up.
I think we should turn off the camera then.
Okay.
Uncut.
Uncut. All right, bye, guys. About to do our thing.